Blog Talk Radio. ain't a non-believer, said she belonged to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down and consign that she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working with common be good.
Yeah, ooh.
No green, no check.
Amen.
Big guns, no jacks. One of you niggas stay back. Feral clan, we packed. Woke up the campus and took them to school. Promised them we was gon' eat if we walked out the store with a handful of cookies. It's cool. You don't understand what they pushed me to do. I'm talking Scooby, and we riding around in that mystery van. Me and my partners cruising, and I ain't got time to relax, I'm on go. Lit like a candle, no wax on the floor. My life is really Alaska, so cold. Don't have on no coat, my back on the ropes. I put a hit out on Dracula's throat. He don't want beef with the Kratos. I told my Pharaoh that we do not ask for no more. Them niggas feeding us bagels and these niggas plotting. But I am the man with the plan, boy. I manage to manage your clan. Ain't no fan of command, but we stood up before with no help and we'll manage to stand up again. Pharaoh, I'm just trying to reach out. Do you mean harm when you walk by and do not speak now? Ain't trying to step on no toes, but they store they feet out. How can I tell them that I'm trying to set them free now? Meanwhile, shawty said she ain't a non-believer, said she belong to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down, and come Sunday she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working will come if he could. Yeah, ooh. Amen. Yeah, ooh. Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Yeah, ooh. Amen. Amen. Ooh. Yeah, ooh. Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're tuning in to Divine Mothers Radio Show, and the name of the show today is Potluck Sunday. I know yesterday was really, really calm, and everybody had wonderful things to say about the calmness of the show. And, you know, for me, it was definitely that way, too. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that I know that my energy was shifting. But tonight is just a different kind of night. So I figured I'd title it Potluck because we had no idea what we were going to talk about tonight. So what I did say I was going to do is run down my Facebook timeline and just pop out and see, you know, what is interesting to me or just discuss some of the things that I see that everybody else is sharing. 347-850-1049 is the call-in number, callers. If you do call into the show, push 1 on your phone's keypad if you would like to say something. I'm not sure whether or not this feature is fully functional. I went back into my stats, and I did hear someone say that they were trying to get on, and they couldn't, or they were pushing 1, and I wasn't seeing it. And there were like 22 people on the line, but I definitely didn't see everybody. So if there's an issue, just shoot me a message and let me know so I can get Blog Talk to tighten up where they're a little bit loose at. But I'm going to take this time out to open up my mic for my co-host, 678 co-host. You there tonight?
Yes, I am.
Yes, it's interesting. I don't even know what the hell wave I'm on. So I'm trying to find me a space that's comfortable. You know what I mean? And it's real interesting because I still hear noise in my background where my children are. I think they're going to try to test the waters to see if I do it live on the air. You know what
oh,
I mean? But
goodness.
It's been an interesting day, though. It really, really has. And I mean, I'm cool with how my days go. It was just mm-hmm. a different type of day. I don't even really know how to explain it. The children were kind of laid back. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Everybody, it was just a laid back energy. You know, it was just, mm-hmm. I don't know, it was different. That much I will say. I did a lot of reflecting today. I did a lot of looking at my life and just looking at how things were and, you know, smiling with the reflection, how much I've learned in my travels. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I wasn't left behind in certain schools of thought, you know, because I wouldn't be where I am right now if I didn't know to ask questions or to seek truth, you know. And I was just real grateful for the fact that it would seem fit that I'm worthy of having the access to the key, you know, or to the keys. And it was just like that all day. But then, you know, I know you shared a video, and I won't watch it. I won't watch it yet because I'm trying, man. You know me. I'll get the joning, and then the listeners will be like, that's not how she was yesterday, because they won't understand that this stuff changed. It changes, man. And I am totally, you know what I'm saying, okay with that. I'm in tune with all of my personalities. And they each get a chance to come out. You know, it's just one of them, though. I'm going to tell y'all, Rip, it's one of them. You don't ever want to see her. It's one of them. Even though I let her have an opinion, you just don't want her to come out, like, at all. Because there's nothing that can be done. I don't even have the button until it's all done with that one. So everybody else get leeway, you know? But her, boy.
Well, she will see the video after the show is over tonight. So she will see that video.
She'll see it, and that way nobody will get to hear the type of stuff she say out of her mouth, because I don't have what, I guess I am a god, cause I, and then people got a problem with that. Well, too bad. But the thing is, I don't give a damn how y'all feel about this shit y'all be posting, and I got stuff to say, don't post it. If you don't want me to roast it, then you better not post it, because I ain't got good sense. I told everybody that already. I don't have it. This world already taught me, be who you are, boo, and I don't have no problem doing that. But I got I joke all day. That's all we do. You know what I'm saying? We crack jokes about everything. That's why everybody like to be around, because that shit be funny and it goes down. But, yo, I don't have the same remorse and shit that humans have. They be looking all sad, sending their little sad-ass emojis and shit, and I be like... They ain't gonna comprehend if I just come back with, you know. So I just try to stay to myself sometimes, but I just thought it would be a lighthearted way to kind of figure out what other people are into. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's another sister on the line. If at any time you want to get in, just push one, and that's the other magical sister. She's always there. She don't come out front often, but she's definitely always there, making sure stuff is helped to run smoothly. You know, I'm grateful for her.
She is awesome. Let me tell you.
I'm telling you.
I was going to call and tell you I will not be doing the show tonight because I was in pain. I was in extreme pain. My back, my lower back, could not get up. Got up, went to go to the bathroom, came back, still could not basically move at all. And I came downstairs. I said, you know what? You got to get up. At least try to go do some dishes, something, cook some breakfast, something. No, ma'am. That was what happened. Came back to the couch, and I spoke to her today on Facebook or whatever, and I was just saying, I'm in pain, because she asked me for a picture of a stone I have. I was like, I'm in pain. I would take it, but right now, a little bit of pain, and she was asking what was going on or whatever, and literally... She sent healing to me, not playing, no lie, this on everything, this on my children. Back felt like hands, it almost felt like hands and feet kind of going. It was very warm and it was soothing and it put me to sleep. So right now as I'm talking, I was unable to stand up, do everything just like normal. So I sound like my normal self. Earlier, I was in pain, I was in extreme pain, and I don't like it. And I know it's from having children and having those epidurals. It's not having children, but having epidurals in my back. So I knew that with all the paperwork that I had signed when I was having children, you don't read that stuff, ladies. I'm telling you, you do not have to do an epidural. You don't. You do not.
Right.
I don't want to say it's forced upon you, but it's heavily suggested that you go ahead and get it done. Because they want you to get it done. And, oh, we're going to have all this pain, this, that, and the third. At the time when I had my children, all of them, the water births were not available to me. My last child, I had a midwife, and I should have had a midwife with all of the rest, but I did not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't informed about a lot of things as far as childbirth is concerned. I mean, you know, you have your Lamaze classes and all that stuff, but as far as the actual what's happening, oh, go and take a tour to the hospital and you see where you're going to lay up and the syrups and all that stuff. And, oh, we're going to take real good care of you. But in the meantime, between time, when you get there and you in all that pain, you want an epidural, most of us, a lot of us say, yes, please, give it to me.
Right.
Well, you have to sign this paperwork. You've already signed a lot of paperwork. Now you got to sign this paperwork. Almost like it's almost like a death certificate, I guess. To me, that's what I thought about. I was like, pain is killing me. And I didn't have to do that. They didn't have water births available as far as insurance was concerned. Because insurance at the time didn't want to cover it. And with one of my children, there was an insurance war about who could stay. If you stayed for 3 days, then you had to pay out of pocket. But if you stayed for one day, 24-hour turnaround, the insurance would cover it. And that was in 1999 with my second son. And I was flipped around in 24 hours, and as soon as I got home, I had a relapse. Everything was hurting. And I mean, literally, we were at home. It was less than 24 hours. They turned us around. They did everything to him, said, oh, you okay? They stood me up and said, oh, you're fine. You can go ahead and leave. That's how fast it was. That was not right. I knew it wasn't right. But because I had insurance, I had to deal with it. I dealt with it, and I got through it. But that's not the way to release a mother having a baby. But at the time, the insurance company did not care. The insurance companies didn't care. So I'm saying that to say, with this pain coming at me, it's coming like a freight train. It feels like somebody has a slingshot in my lower back and it's popping me, just bam, just continuously popping me, pulling out my spine and then letting it pop back in. But this healing came through now I mean, once it came through the phone, it didn't come through the phone, but for me to be open to receive it and she go ahead and do that, I was very thankful and appreciative of what happened. Now I'm able to walk, I'm able to breathe, and I know I was informed that I started doing more stretching, and I'm going to do that. Just some things you forget. I'm old, y'all. Don't judge me.
You ain't hardly old. Don't start that shit. Because you ain't old till you're 90 in my book. Y'all got one time to come around me telling me I'm acting childish. Y'all old for real, but nah, ain't no old. You can't be old, girl. We got too much to do. But go ahead.
I'm able to sit Indian style on my couch. I couldn't do this earlier. And the pain was so great, it's kind of like it makes you want to cry, but you can't. That's the type of pain that you have. When I'm in pain, my voice starts to go down. It's almost like a whisper because I'm trying to deal with it. And as I was talking to her on with a messenger or whatever, it was like I would have to take a deep breath and talk through it and then, you know, release the whatever to send it. And I was like, I can't breathe. It's hard to breathe. It's hard to sit up. All that. And if anybody knows about pain like that, boy, you just want it to stop. And once
but the
she did
gift
that,
in it is that she was able to send it. That's the gift in it. And that we are awakened to the point. And I told you, riding them numbers, that alchemy is something. I don't care what nobody say. Nobody on the planet can tell me shit. I love this shit the way it works for me. But that alchemy is something. And once you plug in, all you got to do is acknowledge that something is a little bit different. Or I keep saying this. Or that I keep hearing that. As soon as you plug in right there, eventually you'll be led to more things that you won't be able to explain, but some kind of how it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for that to be set up like in absence, because my phone was dead all day. I have children that'll creep, right? Because I don't go to sleep till about 5. So today it was 6:20 when I laid down. And then I started not to, but I did anyway. So between me laying down, one of my children or all of them, I don't know, all of them guilty. So somebody came and got my phone. And they good about downloading their games, and they played my phone dead. So I didn't even notice it until I noticed that my phone hadn't rung. And I was like, wait a minute, it's almost 4 o'clock. My phone is dead. You know, which one of you did it? And everybody was quiet, of course. So I wasn't able to even, you know what I'm saying, be able to know what's moving. So that's the importance of being able to get on the disc when they send it to you. You know, being able to see the disc when it comes and jump on it, because you'll find out why afterwards. You know, so now you have that experience. And we are three sisters with abilities. and we have the ability to use our abilities. You know, and we do it every day, and that's the difference between people who say they have knowledge of it and those who are actually walking it. We do it every day. And now you have a story, a testimony to share with everybody about what happened to you today based on magic, based on what you already come here with, based on you not being afraid to be different, to be you, and unlock your own keys, unlock your own gifts with your own keys. So I'm with that. That's fun to me. Magic life is fun. Everybody else can walk around in a box if they want to, but I love meeting different people, and I have genies in my life, and it's funny because I call them out when I see them. I call everybody out. I call a spade all day, you know, and when I call the genies out, they bow to me, and one of them is twins. One of them always bowed, but it's amazing to be able to be aware of the beings that you're in the company of so that you can know how they operate. And they know how you operate. And in everybody else's space, they may look what y'all call different or strange. But in the right forum, we're talking about things that most humans don't comprehend, both of us. Although he sits here and I sit here. You see what I'm saying? I love that. I love being able to run into people that are magical. And we can make magic move. That's when your life becomes fun, because then you'll be aware of what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is awesome. It's awesome, awesome. I'm grateful for being able to hear it, because it's that is amazing.
Right.
You know?
Yes, it is.
I don't know. It's been a lot of healing. A lot of healing going on, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of calm energy moving. It seemed like right after some fire energy, right after a bunch of chaos came the instant calm.
Right.
You know, and I'm up, right? Because I buck. I don't care what. If they tell me I need 10 hours of sleep, I ain't getting none of that. I'm bucking because I don't trust nobody. You know, y'all have me missing stuff, and I'll be asleep at 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm getting downloaded with information right now because I'm choosing not to sleep. So if I listen to them, then I'll be, you know what I'm saying, missing it, looking at what I dreamed about last night or whatever, however people do it. But I'd rather stay up until the mental reservoir opens, and that's at 3 o'clock. So I'm up already. So everything, then they wonder why everything I do works. There's a formula to it. There's a formula. I sacrifice sleep because they'll tell you that's the one thing you really need. No, I'll bump that. If you telling me I need it, that means I don't need none of it. Bump that. That's how I roll. And I'm hard-headed. I do. I'm telling you, it's just like that. So, and you know it. I don't sleep. And if I do, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be something happening to make it happen. Normally when I crash, I crash. And I'm out the whole day, the whole night. I'm dragging, you know, that's when I crash. But until I crash, I don't feel like going to sleep. I ain't going to sleep. I don't care what the rule books say. My goal is to break as many rules as I possibly can, because y'all got me messed up if you think I'm finna follow your system when I know my system works. That's all I'm saying. And magic works. Healing works. All of these things work. And for people to be in position right now and willing and using their abilities and it's benefiting others, that's ascension in right there. You can see it live on TV. Now, how many other people have friends that they're doing magic with like that? Where they can reach across the phone and say, yo, I got a problem right here. This chick in my face saying XYZ. Can you, you know what I'm saying, lighter, get out my face, devil. Candle, and then poof, she out your face. Y'all scared of that shit. Y'all scared, but these beings are using that though. So I'm just saying that, yo, I love it. I love it. I love being able to reach over and share life force energy with another soul, and for another soul that is willing to reach over and share life force energy with another soul, that shows you the value of that soul. Because ain't nobody else doing it. Y'all ain't doing it. Too busy running your mouths and shit. Got your hand in everybody's pocket. Get your hand out of my pocket. I don't understand why the preachers and I won't want it. Here we go. We did say potluck. I don't understand why y'all preachers that are out here are not warning your congregation about what's going down around them. I just want to know, because it's been a while since I was there, but is it now a collective effort to deliberately have the souls misled, like deliberately? Why aren't you talking about real things? Like, I was on I was researching Nibiru, and, you know, years ago, people remember me speaking about Nibiru at the time where it was really uncool to speak Nibiru, and I got it from Dr. Malachi Z. York. And I remember the day when they spoke about it. They spoke about it for 3 days. The scientists, it was on the news for 3 days when it first came out. It was like back in the 90s, I think, early 2000 or something like that. But they only spoke about it for 3 days, and then they stopped talking about it. And we talked about that in class, the fact that they spoke about it for 3 days and then stopped talking about it. So now what came next was to shun everybody who had anything to say about Nibiru or a 10th planet or anything like that coming back, you know what I'm saying, or coming through. It was shunned. Mm-hmm. But now in the information age, they have to tell you the truth. They have to tell you that there is something coming our way. And now they're saying it. They done changed the name. They called it Planet X. They called it Eris. They called it some other junk. Now they are saying out of their mouths that it's Nibiru. And I just caught it yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I forgot, you know, that there is a reasoning behind all the things. I got caught up in the many things and forgot to deal with the reason behind it. And when I looked, I said, whoa, they are really concerned now. They're concerned now, and now they're again giving dates. As you know, they always give dates. But one thing that I can validate is I have watched the polls shift. I have watched where the measurements have changed. I have been watching it for a while. So, like I said, at 11 o'clock and 7 o'clock is where it is. It's still going inward towards both polls aiming towards 9 o'clock. And they're saying that it is Nibiru that is coming through that is making that happen. Now, what everybody should do is just go check it out. Because on June 26th of last year, the same day on our Savior's Day, you know what I'm saying, our Savior's Day, the day that they made the White House have Fruit Loop Rainbow, yo, I'm still scarred, and it's 2016. Never in my life would I have ever imagined I would have to see the White House look like that. But anyway, on that day, NASA, for the first time, released the images of Nibiru. They had black squares, and y'all can go back and check the old videos back in 2013, 2012, all that stuff, and you'll see that there's blacked out images of that, you know what I'm saying, that they're now showing, which is Nibiru. They put those images back, because when I went through and put in the coordinates myself, they had the image there. So we have entered into the time where they will not be able to continue to hide it. They're telling you that something is happening. The first sign of something happening was when you had the fourth blood moon series going on in a smeets a year, which we're not forgiven, according to your Pope. The U.S. ain't forgiven. So that means the wrath of God has to come, according to your Pope, you know, the one that gave y'all Christianity. He's saying that the U.S. isn't forgiven. So what does that mean? That's what I don't get. Why isn't every preacher having that conversation with their congregation to let you know where you are in the scheme of things, in this whole plan that's unfolding right before everybody's eyes? Now, I just think that that's real interesting, you know, because I think that we really should be paying attention. And now they're giving another date, and I'm not going to quote dates because I know how it moves. I told y'all that the rainbow they posted over Atlanta was not the rainbow. Myself and my children witnessed the sky blood red. Everything we looked at was blood red. When I peeled the curtain back after my son was like, Umi, I think you might want to see this. I pulled the curtain back and my heart almost jumped out backwards. I couldn't believe what I had to check myself. I came to the back porch running, and when I hit the door, I froze up. I said, yo, please tell me I'm not seeing right, because I did just wake up. He said, no, you seeing right. Everything is red. Everything was red. The sky, the grass, the houses, everything. And there was this big-ass ball with lightning coming from the inside of it to the right of my house. Big as hell. And I'm looking at it, and it's got a halo around it. And the people that were standing that came out eventually, because it changed. It changed from red to a fire orange. It looked like the sun. And I watched the sunset. It looked like the sun. And I'm questioning, why is it lit like 12 o'clock noon? People came out the church in the back of my house, and they was like, ooh, a rainbow. And I'm so amped because I'm like, where have you been? I'm like, that's not a fucking rainbow. You missing the ball with the lightning coming from inside. It ain't lightning around it. It's inside this sphere. Never mind the fact that it continued to move. We watched that shot. I don't give a fuck because none of y'all don't have no key to my soul. I don't give a fuck. We all know what we saw, and I had witnesses. We watched the whole sky change. It went from the clouds that everybody saw in this so-called rainbow, because after it was orange, it turned purple. By purple is when everybody started circulating the pictures. You know what I'm saying? And that was not a darn rainbow. We watched a million point two, you know what I'm saying, fucking stars hit the sky at one time. And everybody was like, whoa. And when I tell you shortly after the whoa, there was a swerve up on one side of my neighborhood that had the blue and the red, and another swerve up the other side that had the blue and the red. And I'm standing there. I'm shocked. I've been shocked ever since I saw the whole shit turn red. My son's like, maybe you should go in the house. I'm like, you don't tell me what to do. Dude, this is what some shit to behold. I don't even know how to handle it. I don't even know how to handle it when I'm telling the story. But to see it and my son say, Nibiru, real loud. And then all of a sudden, clouds start covering up. Shook. So if I was able to see it, and now they're having no problems telling you that there are things out there, not to mention, again, the asteroid that they say. And they call him, what is it, Apophis? Ain't that interesting? Aiming at the sun. But they're telling you that something is coming through here. But they're not making it be known that there's a reason that this planet is being pounded with different storms and the climates is changing. They can blame it on whatever they want to blame it on. But you cannot tell me why every planet in our solar system is altering itself. Every one of them. Why? Why are we moving? Why are we being pushed? This whole shit is being pushed. Why? Everything is getting ready to get up out of its elliptical orbit. That shit is about to change. The elliptical orbit is going to be off balance. The wobble of the planet is already off balance. I saw an image of the sun where three-fourths of it was dark. And I watched the one-fourth, then a half, then three-fourths, you know, because the stuff I do is boring to everybody. So I watched it, and I said, what happens when the whole sun is blackened? They're not going to tell you. They're not going to explain to you why these planes and shit going down, why your stuff is happening the way it is. They're not going to tell you anything. But, I mean, at least if you're on a spiritual journey at all, it just seems like you should be interested in knowing. I don't care what denomination you have chosen. You should know where we are right now, because everybody's still playing games, seem like. You know, my bad. I rant sometimes. But that's all I wanted to share. Because that's where I'm at. So magic ties hand in hand with that to me. Because I'm being in tune with what's going on. And I stay in tune with what's going on. And I love my magical sisters. Because they stay in tune with what's going on regardless of what anybody says. Or what anybody does. You know, the requirement of the soul is being fulfilled right now. And a lot of people won't be able to comprehend it. And that's fine too. I'm just grateful to be in the company of those who do comprehend it. That's all. I'm done, Jasmine. You know, you can take over the mic. This should be the goddamn. Y'all, hey, telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I get an amen? That shit be crazy, too. I ain't going to give y'all an amen for half of this stuff y'all post on my page. I just want to put that out there. I ain't finna do it.
Mm-mm.
So stop thinking I'm offending everybody. I don't do that. You know, that's whack. We on some real stuff around here. Some real stuff. And then, you know what I'm saying? I just don't have time for the rest of that. That's all it is. But that's an honor. You know?
Yes.
So,
exactly.
What have you noticed on your timeline? I be preaching and shit.
Yeah, I haven't noticed too much. I mean, it's just been a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of things about Malcolm X, with this being, the death date when they assassinated him. And that's a lot of that posting. And it's funny because somebody had also posted, I think it was done in the 60s. I don't want to quote the year because I'm not quite sure, so forgive me. But somebody had on a comment, it was the Daily News, 10 cents, I remember saying that, and the cops were carrying the body uncovered. As you could see, you could see his face, and you think, I don't know where he was shot at exactly, but you could see his face, you know, it was a dead body. And I'm like, well, where's the bag and stuff? I know they had them back then, but they really, you just wanted everybody to see this. This is on a public newspaper. Really, guys, seriously? And I'm just sitting up there, and then they had another picture of Betty Shabazz with her with some white men. It looked like they were him mishandling her. I guess getting ready to take her somewhere or whatever. She had this stern look on her face. And I'm like, y'all don't need to mess with that woman. I know it was back in the day, but good night, man. I'm just sitting up here like, wow, really? And they got a lot of those pictures circulating the internet, you know, with him being dead on the gurney. But and then just other people posting about his death and everything and what he said and what he stood for and what he represented. And I was talking to my husband today, and I said, you know what, how they did that Tupac 3D, why don't they just go ahead and do a Malcolm X 3D with one of his speeches, just full speech? Just go ahead and do one of those. Just have a concert or whatever, something like that. Just go ahead and do one of his old speeches that he had. Let's see what happens with that. And we were just talking about it, and I was like, yo, that would be awesome. Why don't y'all go ahead and do something like that? Just put it out there. Go ahead. Bring one of them 3D. You did Tupac. You do pretty much everybody else.
They going to do Jesus 3D on y'all ass. They going to have Jesus coming in the clouds, and y'all, boy, they already planning it. And I ain't saying it like a joke, but y'all, I already warned you. I laugh at every fucking thing. So when I finally saw the plan they plan on doing, yeah, they going to have him come in the clouds. I wonder how many of y'all going to hit y'all knees on the concrete, like right then, and just drop to the ground. And it's going to be fake. You know what I'm saying? But if you were up on what was going on, because it's always a way to find out what you want to find out. You know, this is beyond how they call it that conspiracy theory type crap. You can always find truth, but y'all don't know to look at the universities where these scientists and people are. You don't know the proper titles to call what they're showing you while they're making a mockery of what's really happening. You don't know it, so... Because I choose to be, you know, in the know. You know what I'm saying? I do know what they're doing. And it's interesting, the games that they're going to play on everybody. And that's going to be the sad part. It's like, when does it stop? When does it stop? So rather than people be misled, I would say, because they say it to you, even in church, that the church is in you. So go inside of you and start unlocking stuff. Stop depending on somebody to be the middleman between you and. You don't need a middleman. The middleman full of shit. I'm telling you, the middleman is the one that's got the jet going to leave y'all ass. Watch what I'm telling you now, because to find your soul, you shouldn't have to pay for that. You know, and that came again. It should be free. Why are you having to pay money and tithes and shit, and y'all don't even know what's going on? I questioned the hell out of mine, and I did
tell you that story. I told you that story. I don't know if I told Radio Land that story about the time when I needed help, and I was deep in the church, and I wanted I needed some help because Jazz and her family was about to be evicted out of her apartment, and she needed some help. I'm working, going to school. Working two jobs, going to school, working at school, and working at Waffle House, and got my kids and everything, and ran behind on rent, so, you know, to take it to court and all that good stuff, got so many days. So I'm like, you know, I have my mom telling me, you know, pray about it and this, that, and the other, and talk to Jesus, sirrah. Anyway, I go to the church, and I say, I need some help. If y'all can help me with anything, I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know, I'm thinking maybe they can at least help me with about $200 or $300, something like that. You know, I've been a member since 1992. I need y'all. You know, this is 2000 something. But anyway, I'm sitting up there telling them, you know, my situation, and then they're looking at me. They're like, "Well, we're sorry about what's happening, and because you haven't paid your tithes for this year, you can only get $100, and we're gonna need that back."
And you, mm-hmm. they're gonna need it back.
They're gonna need it back.
Girl, what the hell? Because you haven't mm-hmm. paid your tithes for the year.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna
mm-hmm.
need that $100 that you can only mm-hmm. have back
that's
from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
the church is loaning you $100.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Never mind the offerings. It's
mm-hmm.
all about what you put in that envelope and put your name to. You could give $1 million in the offerings. That don't even count. Ain't that dirty? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That's how they do you, though. That's exactly how they do you. You know what I'm saying? That's, ooh-wee. Don't make sense at all. Ooh-wee. Dirty.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Goodness.
I was so determined, though, after being shunned by my pastor to find out the truth. I was determined. Like, why is he being, and because I was sincere. I was like, why is he being mean to me? Why is he doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't comprehend why. And going into college, I was led right where I needed to be to find
mm-hmm.
out the why. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, the game that they're playing, but they would rather be on the side of receiving and even still at the expense of other people's souls than to not have, than to be in a space where they have to do the spiritual work themselves. And
mm-hmm.
that's crazy to me. That is crazy.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still doing it. They ain't stopped. They're still doing
right.
it big time. Yeah.
Right. 347-850-1049. For those who are listening in on the internet, you have about 15 minutes left, though. So, you know, just in case anybody wanted to call in and share a story or, you know what I'm saying, push one on your phone's keypad, and then that way I'll know. Give me 1 second, y'all, because my children think I'm playing. Hold tight.
Uh-oh.
Okay, my bad, y'all. That's how they do me around here. They're going to make it happen right live on the air. I ain't scared. I'm not scared at all. You want everybody to see, you know, it'll be like that. I think I should get paid to have to deal with this. Everybody around me is crazy. Have I told y'all that? I'm the same one. Oh, I love my baby, boy. This shit is always live. That much I can say.
Yes.
Always lying.
Yes, it is. Yes,
but I really think that we should be focused more on something other than, you know what I'm saying, what we're focused on. That's my
mm-hmm.
whole issue, you know. My
mm-hmm.
whole issue. Like, spiritually, though, you know what I'm saying, and magically, though, this is the time to be doing magic.
Right.
You know what I mean? For real. I got to take a break, y'all, because these little people ain't going to stop. So I'm going to play this little song real quick, and then I'm going to get back with you as soon as I handle this, because they think it's a game. Hold tight, y'all.
Okay.
Yo, look, guys, on the way. You dig what I'm saying?
It is a hit.
I swear to God, a scary nigga, what I never did. And if you think I'm heaven sick, you got me hella bent. I park that truck up on that nigga like a elephant. My Desert Eagle, get it poppin', boy, I'm arrogant. I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga wake up, no. I do not fit in they club, no. I ain't the truth in they door, no. I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga wake up, no. I do not fit in they club, no. I ain't the truth in they door, no. Get on your knees, I want the bag. What did you think? What was you guessing? I'm raising hell, fire from heaven. You just a beast, I am the Kraken. I made the weight, based off the chart. Boy, I go dumb, but I stay talking smart. Boy, you not puffin', so lay off the tarts. Soldiers in black, they about to march. Smash, incredible hope.
I'ma keep eating, I'm never gon' choke. Y'all bite the horn like you scattered the Pope. I don't trust the path of the river, the Pope. Walking with them black and they yellow and gold. We got to your blast and I'm letting them know. Bulletproof glass, I ain't never been broke. Stick with the jacket, no let them in dope.
I swear to God, a scary nigga, what I never said. And if you think I'm heaven sent, you got me hella bent. I pop that trunk up on that nigga like a elephant. My desert eagle, get it poppin', boy, I'm arrogant. And I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga with gold, wait, no.
All right, y'all, I'm back. Golly, you know. The next time, and y'all have my, y'all just gonna have to see how I go. Y'all gonna have to see how I normally respond when my children go to acting like, you know what I'm saying, some other level stuff. That's it. I'm gonna stop hiding it. That's all it is. Okay, so where were we? We were talking about magical stuff. You already know how it is, Jasmine. Everybody around me know. They be looking in shock like, yo. Ah, they be wanting to run, like, you know what I'm saying, Monty Spring. He made a comment, and I kind of just, it was real nice, but they warned him already when they came. It was like, welcome to the lion's den. They did warn him, so I just told him, you know, be careful how you tread, because I don't have to like nobody, and I don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when he came out, I just kind of shriveled him up a little bit, you know, and he was just like, I ain't even mean it like that. I said, it's usually like that. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't play no games. Come on. I do everything for everybody. Get up off my space, though. That should be electrifying. But, yeah, I see that there is a caller. I'm sorry. I'm going to get back in balance in 1 second. Caller, area code 281. How you doing, caller? What's your name and where you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Houston. I was just Jasmine. Jack.
Hey.
Your name is okay, I'm sorry. I didn't
I'm a friend of Jazz. She's been trying to get me to listen in for about a week or so, but I've been bedridden, so
oh,
I'm just
trying
to support her. Yeah.
Well, how about that? What is your name, caller? Where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston,
Texas.
Known
by sight.
Okay. So up there where you are, you're not there where the water is running black, are you?
Not black, but it is brown.
Is this normal, or is just recent?
No, this has been for about the last 18 years. The reason the water is brown because of the pollution from a lot of the chemical plants. I'm roughly about 45 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. So, and then I'm actually about maybe 15, about 35 miles from a bunch of chemical plants south of me, then about 20 some odd miles from chemical plants to the east of me. So a lot of that is contributed from the chemical plants.
Okay, it sounds like you're in a race. Are you driving, racing? I hope you ain't in the Indy 500 on the radio show.
Nah, not yet.
Okay, I was about to say, he real good. Yeah, that's unfortunate. And I did say that, you know what I'm saying, that it was going to come a time where you're going to be able to hear more stories other than just Flint. Flint was the door opener. Like, how many other places are going through stuff like that? That makes no sense to me. And you say 18 years of polluted water.
Yeah.
That should be that I don't understand.
Well, I mean, it's designed. Everything is by man's hand. Everything man pretty much touches goes bad. Because it's a balance. I was listening to you, you know, just the earth period is balanced. Even when it was created, everything was balanced, you know, from what we don't look at from men and women, from the food chain to one animal eats another animal or this animal eats, you know, vegetation. Everything's a balance. And the problem with, you know, certain people is that they don't care about the balance. They only care about what their greed is. So.
Right.
That's why you have the problems and the imbalance, you know. But
you're right about it.
People they're gonna wake up one day, but you know, actually wake up before, you know, it's exactly in their face and they're forced to deal with it. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much a dead end.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And it's sad that it took this long, though, for at least for me to know that there's an issue with the water in Houston. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like, how long?
It's an issue with
That's
the food.
Crazy. That's crazy.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you something. They passed, I think in that Clinton administration, they passed a bill where they paid certain farmers not to grow, you know, their crops. And that was around, I think it began with the NAFTA trade agreement. That allowed, you know, the trade, you know, between China to basically open up everything. And if you notice, if you check, if you just was paying attention, the cost of diesel started to go up. The reason being is because everything is ran by diesel machinery, everything commercial and industrial, 90% of it is by a diesel motor. So while they're paying farmers not to grow over here because it's certain guidelines and certain rules you have to follow, but if you do it overseas, they're not.
Right.
You know, I seen, I remember one day on NBC on the web, it was showing how they grow fish in sewer water and they feed the fish, what is that, antibiotics, you know, so it doesn't get sick.
What?
But, and that's one reason why me personally, and it's in the food. If you notice, everything like is generated around the food. This mass production, this, you know, the steroids, the hormones they put in it is activating everything that they've already put in our bodies with the medication that we run to the doctor every day to get.
Right.
We don't see that. People don't see that. I mean, simple things like that. You go to the doctor with one thing. The medication you on, he puts you on, it has you with about 3 or 4 different ailments afterwards.
Right.
So you have to keep running back to him. Mm-hmm. It's designed. Everything is designed. And I try to tell people, if you go back 100 years, medicine been around. Modern medicine just came around. You know, people been healing themselves with herbs for years. You know, and I was listening to you how you don't sleep, but it's important for you to sleep because you won't be able to function properly.
You know,
everybody
has a different formula. Everybody has a, you know, the formula for immortality is staying up for 7 days and 6 shadows. That's the formula, everybody, especially my alchemist. That's the formula. If you ever want to experience that, stay up 7 days, 6 shadows. It is necessary to a point. Like if I'm not feeling well, then yes, I do need rest. However, if I don't feel like I need to lay down, then I just don't lay down. I don't do it because it's a certain number on the clock. And it just so happens that I usually get to see the sun come up. And if I do lay down, it doesn't take long for my battery to charge. It actually does me more damage to get more sleep because it takes me longer to get back on point. You know, and this formula, it took me a minute to get it. Like I say, everybody's formula is different. Everybody is different. I don't sleep unless I'm healing. You know what I mean? That's when I'm resting. I take power naps. I do my whole regeneration. Everything for me is mental. So if I'm having an issue, I handle it mentally first. Therefore, it is no longer an issue. So, you know, as we elevate in the use of our abilities scientifically, certain things we won't need. Like food, I barely even eat. And people around me say, you hardly, you know, they remind me of it. It's like, so? I eat when I'm hungry. Like, what? Who said I need it 3 times a day? If I needed it 3 times a day, I'd want it 3 times a day. And for me, that gives me more energy than sitting down having a full course meal. And then I'm sluggish. You know, so everybody's formula is different. I'm more in tune with becoming a whole light being. So in doing that, I don't need a lot of the physical things that a lot of people need. You know, that would be just the minor difference about it. But I do overstand, you know, because when I crash, like I say, I do crash. And there's nothing I can do about it when it happens like
but
that.
But you know, But when you crash, you know what that's telling you? You push your body to the point where whether you want to continue mentally, physically, you are no longer able to. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Trust me. I run on fumes.
Right, but overstand though.
I push myself.
Right, but overstand though. I like it like that. I like being able to push. You know, I do because I'm striving for one day obtaining that formula of the six shadows, 7 days. One day I'll get there. The maximum that I've done is 3 days. You know what I'm saying? And it was difficult the second day, but then after the second day I was through the wind and I could have pulled 4 days or something else wound up taking place. So, you know what I'm saying? For it's different levels in science on the planet. That's all it is. And once you learn to master the self, you master everything that you think you need. Everything. You know? You master self. That's just the path that I've chosen. So it does me better. Like, I didn't like to have the extra weight. And I see you, caller, that's on. I'm coming to you. I didn't want to hold it, even though the doctors was like, you know, well, you okay, this, that, and the other. And other people say, you know, how they think I look. But if I can feel my arms move around, I got too much. And that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I like being able to flow. So in doing that, I do things like body culturing and stuff like that. You know, once you control and master self, you can overcome all of these things, physical. You know, so it's just a little different for me. But if I'm sick, then that's when I sleep. And I get a lot done. I have to be the one to get it all done. I have to be the one that can give everybody what they need, including myself. So I sacrifice sleep for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I do. We have about 90 seconds for those of you who are listening in online. If you want to call in, 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. And you're listening to Divine Mothers Radio. Caller, I'm going to open up your mic, 803. Caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
How you doing? My name is Sammy. I'm calling from South Carolina.
How are you doing today, Sammy?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain, you know.
What did you want to share with us?
I'm just listening to that. I see you post in the group. I'm new to the group. I'm just trying to, you know, learn a little bit more about the whole culture and whatnot. People, they come from Jamaica and whatnot. So I'm just trying to learn. I can learn.
Okay. Well, that's cool. It's good to have you joining us, Sammy. We're only doing like a potluck Sunday tonight, you know, and I posted a group because a lot of the times we do handle things like magic. You know what I mean? We talk about things like magic and dealing with things because we're living in a time of magic right now. And I'm aware that there are lots of different people who do different levels of magic. You know what I'm saying? So wherever you are in that arena, though, it is important that you remain in your work during this time, you know, as opposed to forgetting that this is the time that we're in. You know, what way of life do you have, Sammy? What do you do?
I just became like cautious or whatever. I'm trying to explore the different sides of it, you know, like spiritual and like African, and like I'm really looking into the stuff with the Opium, the islands, the magic that the island people practice, like the Jamaicans and Opa, I think I'm saying it wrong. I forgot how to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with an O. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. And it deals with the islands, you said?
Yeah, like islands, people, the Caribbean, they practice this type of magic. It's like a type of voodoo. It starts with an O.
I don't know. Are you talking about dealing with the Orisha?
Orisha? Nah, not Orisha.
Okay, I don't know.
If I can look it up.
But yeah, wherever you are, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to start from whatever it is that you're being guided to. We were talking about alchemy,
you know, and wherever you are in it is where you're supposed to be. So you just branch out, and whatever it is that you are attracted to is what you learn about, you know, and that kind of guides you, because in your learning, you'll be able to see what fits you and what does not, what attaches to your DNA and what does not, you know, because some of us, you have candles, you have some deal with rituals and rites, some deal with spells, some deal with, you know, there are hosts of different things that you can do. You know what I'm saying?
So how do you find that out? Like, how you find out what fits you? Like, you gotta try all of them, or
no? I wouldn't say try them all. I would say pick a starting point. What is it that you'd like to know? You know what I mean?
I want to learn about the OBEAH. Have you heard of it?
OBEAH. Interesting. I'm not too familiar. You know what I'm saying, by title of what that is. You know, but
yeah,
then I would say opiate. Start there. What does it say that it's the study of?
Opiate.
And that's another thing for people who are listening. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to start somewhere. It's okay to not have a beginning destination per se and just go according to what your spirit says. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm listening.
Oh, it said refer to folk magic, voodoo, and hoodoo, stuff like that. And it's practiced in the Caribbean.
Okay, so then that's what you would do. You would look into hoodoo, and you would look into voodoo or the voodoon. You know what I'm saying? And wherever you start your navigations, you'll be led directly to where you're supposed to go. You know what I mean? So you do have a starting point. So you're going to be in tune with the ancestors on that walk. You know?
Okay.
You are. You're going to, and those deities on that walk are not ones that like to play games about that walk. If they are saying that there is something that you are supposed to give in order to receive on that walk, you need to make sure that you're able to give it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're, okay, let's say that in order to, well, I won't say it that way. What I will say is that you would definitely come across an exchange or an offering of some sort that has to be done. Let's just say that you're going on a trip, and you know what I'm saying, you want the one who deals with the crossroads to cover you on your journey. What you would do is take a handful of candies, and at every intersection, you would throw them out of the car. You know what I'm saying? That is used in exchange while you're traveling, right? So that's not a difficult thing to do, but I'm just saying to you that when you do make those agreements, you just have to be able to honor your side just as they honor their side. That's all.
I understand. All right.
You know what I mean? Because it's a walk of truth, a walk of loyalty. You know, and the more loyal you are to your word, because it's your word, you know what I'm saying, because you have to be the one that agrees. And that's where a lot of people go wrong on that walk, because they think they can just get something for nothing. They think they can have them deliver everything that they say they're going to deliver, and then they not deliver. You know what I'm saying? That's what they think. But that's not how that is. That is not how that goes.
How you know we communicate with an ancestor?
Can
it be something else?
Yeah, it can always be something else. But it starts as a journey of what you're tuning into. Because once you start your journey and once you start seeing the names, you also see what is needed to communicate with them and the way that they operate. And in doing so, you'll know what to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not that you're not going to not know. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You're not going to not know. They're going to make it be that you'll be able to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a powerful walk now. It's powerful.
I'm ready to take this walk.
It is definitely powerful. You know what I'm saying? And wow, things can happen. You know, so just as long as you are able to know that, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I say congratulations on arriving at a point to begin your journey. You know, mm-hmm. And to arrive at a point where the ancestors are is definitely, you know, that is noble and honored at this time where the ancestors are on this planet. All they have been asking is for us to just tune in. Whatever channel it is, tune in. And it's going to be bloodline. Like you said, this is your parents and grandparents, your family's
right.
way. So it's in your right. DNA. You know what I'm saying? It's a bloodline thing. So you got to go according to your bloodline. And there is no
right.
Christianity in Nubian's bloodline.
Right.
You go all the way
yeah,
back,
right.
you won't find that. You'll find where our bloodline members were being killed and had this forced on us because they didn't want us to do what was in our bloodline.
I'm going with all my double and stuff. You know, I already know. Like, my people from the island and stuff, they didn't really have no anything.
Yeah, but you're on a good journey and you're doing it in a good time and space. You know, because everything that you're seeking to learn can come quickly.
A planet is, like, right by us. Planet X, Nubian. Is that true or something?
Say it again.
Planet Nubian is, like, planet X. It's, like, right there, like, behind Pluto. Is that why, like, everything, like, a lot of people waking up and stuff?
It's definitely an awakening. It's definitely an ascension. You know, you got a host of things that are going on at the same time. And
okay.
Nibiru is real. You know, they call it Planet X. They call it a whole bunch of different things. And Nibiru is also what people are, in the way of Christianity, consider to be the crystal city. You know what I mean? But when you say to them that Nibiru is coming, then they look at you like you're saying something wrong. But now, though, y'all can go and look for yourself. And you can hear
right.
them calling it by name. You can hear them giving you the coordinates. You can see them giving you the images of it. You can see
yes.
for yourself now. Yeah. And it is very close. And it is making the poles. And I said on the other show, north and south, everybody thought that when the poles flipped, it was going to just flip, like north was going to become south and south was going to become north. But what has happened is the poles are moving towards each other. And when I checked 2 days ago, you know what I'm saying, the north pole is in the 11 o'clock spot, you know what I'm saying, and the south pole is in the 7 o'clock spot. It's somewhere between the 8 and the 10 where they were explaining, and y'all can check it out, where they were explaining that once it gets that close, it has to, like, bounce back. It has to repel. And it is because of this thing that they're calling five times, it is said in the books, though, four times, the size of the earth that is here. It's right here upon us. And because of this body being here, all of the other planets have altered themselves too. I challenged everybody to go and look at the planets 10 years ago, then 20 years ago, and look at them right now. And y'all remember Mars had turned orange and had the green halo around it. They tried to sweep that away like it didn't happen, but it did. So, you know, we're living in that time. And yes, you know what I mean? It is real. That's why there is an ascension, because we have to get in tune. We have to, what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're going to do. And the only thing you can do is tune into your ancestors, because your ancestors will be able to know. They're the ones that are going to guide you through what is happening on this planet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're on a good journey. You know what I'm saying? A real good journey.
So would you say that we should, like, stay away from meat and stuff like that?
I mean, for those who eat meat, you're taking in the blood, right? Blood and whatever you're eating had a brain. It used to think. So you're taking on personality. So what you're eating, you're becoming. You know what I'm saying? Along with the other diseases and other things that they're doing to add to it. And it makes you more dense. Meat makes you heavy. So if you are one who is striving to become a light being, you would not partake in the blood. You would not eat anything that can think for itself or once thought for itself. You would only eat of that which, you know, was given unto us to eat.
Okay.
But there are some, though, who are here, and they are warring angels, you know, still on the right path, but however, they eat meat, you know what I'm saying? And they eat meat, and they go to war. So different formulas for different beings. You know what I'm saying? Some people cannot make that journey. If you make that journey, then you tune into the lighter side of things, the spirit side of things, like communication with beings who have crossed over and, you know what I'm saying, all things light. But to eat the meat, you stay lower in your density. You can fight in this realm. You can fight in the spirit world. You know, more of the fighter type is by taking on the blood.
Okay, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
That's what's up. You're welcome. I'm telling you, been there. I've been through those schools. And what, for me, I wanted to know about as many schools of thought as I could.
Right,
so
I gathered.
Yeah, you know, so there is no limit to what you can learn. There is no limit. And what I also learned, you know, is that there is no such thing as I can't read this. You know, there's no such thing as that. I can't read about that. Or I'm afraid to. You can't have any fear at all on this journey. Because
right.
On this journey, you're going to have, your whole way of thinking will change, especially dealing with, you know what I'm saying, the voodoo. Your whole way of thought is going to change, and you're going to be able to accept things just as they are. It just is what it is. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And that's good, too, because it's a foundation of reality, as opposed to this imaginary matrix that everybody is living in. You know what I'm saying? And it helps you get things done. But, yeah, wonderful walk. I enjoyed it. I just know that I forget stuff. I forget. So if I can't do something, like if I know that it's going to take this to pull it off and I got to come to you a week later with this, once you make this move for me, I'm going to forget to come that week later. And I know about me. So because I know that I forget, certain agreements and arrangements I don't make. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
that's
you,
what I've learned.
When you say it's good like to keep a notebook or something, just in case? Like.
Yeah. I mean, or because in this walk is really a serious walk. It's more like a walk with you, yourself, and your ancestors, your DNA, your bloodline. So
right.
You're supposed to keep it at the forefront of your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to know automatically that a week later, this is what is supposed to be done. However, in my matrix, it's set up so busy that one of the tools that's used against me is the tool of forgetfulness. You know what I'm saying? And I'll think about it, but it doesn't change the fact that I forgot, you see? So because I know that about me, like I say, certain arrangements I won't make. Because I'm not attempting to make them upset with me, and they don't play any games at all. And that's real. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's on a couple of the walks. But that is definitely a powerful one. You're going to learn a lot there.
All right. Well, thank you. That's all really, you know, and I appreciate it.
That's what's up. I'm glad you know what I'm saying, tuned in with us. It seems like every shadow at 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing shows. You know, and like I say, at what y'all call it, night. But there's
night.
No such thing as night. It's actually shadow. You know, so we're going to be eventually talking about magic. I know it's going to come. I know it's going to come where somebody's going to ask, because it already happened, where someone's going to ask something and, you know, formulas may even be able to be discussed. It's going to be like an open forum for everything around here.
Because
as we continue to move through, I have to continue to deal with that which people come to me about. You know, or what I see happening around me, and I'm one that's plugged in, so I have to be able to assist even magically in this walk. That's what I do. So,
it'll
be nice.
What is your title You don't got to stop.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you do? Like, you say you assist people.
Right. I mean, I don't know what way to give it to you. I have many names. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
but
like, what is the name that you go by?
I am that I am. You know what I'm saying? Another name is Tefnut. Tefnut, some people can digest that better. Or Divine. A lot of people know me as Divine. I am the Divine Mother in the majority of my walk. Only spiritually am I called by Tefnut. Only those who walk with me on that journey know me as such. You know what I'm saying? And the I am is, it is what it is.
Right, I can understand that one.
Right. So, yeah, but I do. I was one that was born with gifts. I came here knowing that this place wasn't right, you know.
Right.
So I learned that everything I got my butt whooped for, I was right about. But it's cool because now in that journey, I have learned to be able to assist by being open to truth. I only wanted the truth. I don't want anybody's opinions on stuff. I don't care how people feel about it. That's another thing in my walk. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It's going to be just how I say. And that's one. It took me a minute to get there, you know, after this world throwing so much at you. But once you take, you know, your seat on the throne, you don't get off. And that's just that. And that's just how I roll. And that keeps me guarded. And I'm one who does readings. You know, I do magic. I cast spells on a regular basis. And, you know, and it is what it is. You know, I do. I crack jokes about every fucking thing. Everything is funny to me. And a lot of this shit people don't think I'm supposed to laugh at. But I laugh and I do magic.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You ever heard of, like, a person that can, like, tell you your past life? What is that called?
Who can tell you your past life? You mean like a channeler? One who can bring through information like that? Or are you speaking of a process of having a past life regression done?
Yeah, that right there. The second one. That right there.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Well, it is about you being able to go back farther than when the light came on here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They'll walk you back. You can actually do it yourself. And I can't remember the guy's name, but there is a self-help situation where you can do it to yourself, for yourself, therefore recording yourself. So you don't have to trust. That's my issue. I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody to hypnotize me and send me no damn where, because I don't know where you send me. I don't know what you're going to be doing. That's just me. So
yeah.
I had to do it myself. You know what I'm saying? And when you do that, you will go all the way back. You'll see like your whole life playing backwards. And then you'll see the lights, and then you'll see the darkness, and then you'll see what you'll see.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you are endless. They have taught you to think in a box. You are endless. You were somewhere before you were here, and you're going to be somewhere after here because energy never dies. It only transfers.
How do you feel about soul recognition? Is that true?
Soul recognition?
Yeah.
Meaning that a soul knows who they are?
Like, say you've never met somebody before, but you know them. Like, you feel like you knew them or someone.
Right.
Like a past life or something.
Yeah, and it usually is. Or if you're walking down the street and somebody's walking towards you and then y'all do the left foot, right foot together and y'all blocking each other way as you rock back and forth, that's another situation. You know, of someone that you've known before. Yeah. And everybody that you meet that you cool with, you knew them already. They don't tell you that. Yeah, you already knew them. Especially when you feel like you already know them. That's because you do. Y'all just done linked up here now.
Okay.
You're endless. You remember the movie Jet Li, The One? You ever saw that movie?
Oh, yeah. I seen that when I was a kid.
Yeah, that is like that. But it's endless.
Wow.
You can think on and on.
That's crazy how they program you.
Yes, crazy. To think in this box. They make you think you're supposed to get up every day, go to work, have a family with a house and a car, take vacations every year, and retire so you can sit on the porch drinking lemonade, getting your disability. That's not it. That ain't it at all. That's a sick program. That's sickness.
Right.
It has nothing to do with being able to astral travel or astral project, or if somebody asked me to go see what somebody's doing, I can sit right here at my seat and go and see and bring it back. That has nothing to do with any of that. Or that has nothing to do with the fact that if I'm ill, I can go inside and heal myself from the inside out before I put anything from the outside in. It has nothing to do with any of that. You can't get that on the wheel. You know, they got us on hamster wheels, keeping us busy just to survive. Because to do anything else, you know what I'm saying, will make you be put in a position of stress on this planet. That's the lie they tell, though. But I don't do hamster wheels. And I'm too hard-headed to be to work when you tell me to get there. Me and time don't get along because I know he ain't real. You know, so something is going to set itself up. Yeah. So it don't even work for me. It doesn't. And I know that about me. I know everything that works against what they consider the rules in their system is. I know what
that's
I can and can't do.
That's what I'm trying to get like that.
Yeah. I just stop. I just stopped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I stopped. I didn't like what I was experiencing. I didn't like being lied to. I didn't like getting up in the morning, going to work, just like I didn't like getting up in the morning, going to school. I hated that. The best rest I get is between 6:30 and 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't like that whole formula, and I just stopped. I bucked the system, and everything crashed for just a second. It's like they had to tear it down to build it back up for me. But when I built it back up, it was my work, my magic, my stuff going out to build it back up. It was me and my ancestors taking this walk to build me a different life. And I stopped depending on what they said, this fiat, this so-called dollar bill with these numbers on it. I stopped depending on it. That's an illusion. You know what I'm saying? It's not backed by anything. It's just a piece of paper, and it has people going crazy because they think it has value. So I learned to maneuver outside of that. You know, I learned to materialize things with thought and then just be open to how it and when it comes. I don't work on creating it, the how. I work on the creation itself, that which it is that I'm calling to me. And the universe will bring it right to you. That's what they call the law of attraction.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Well, and it works.
So you basically say you attract, the universe attracts what it wants to you, or you attract what the universe got for you?
And you attract what you want. Anything that you want is already yours. You know what I'm saying? It's yours anyway, or else you wouldn't even want it. So once you have that desire for it, the universe is instantly arranging to bring it to you. We stop it when we start saying, how am I going to get this? Or this costs $30 million. You know, or, oh my God. You know, when we do that, we're putting one brick at a time up against the situation. The only thing you're supposed to do is acknowledge what you want and then see yourself with it. The good things, the good thoughts, the good energy, you know. And there's a 30-day test that we do, and we tell people, and I got it from Dr. Malachi Z. York, and he said, put one thing on a piece of paper that you want more than anything else and keep it with you in your pocket and look at it throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? Just keep having scenes of you having whatever that thing is, not anything else, not the blockages. And within 30 days, you should be able to have that which you asked for. You know, for some of us, we started there, but, you know, for me, I look at 3 days, and a lot of times it happens in 24 hours or less, and I love it when it's like that. That means that I'm on point. You know what I'm saying? And I stay there. I stay there. That's where I stay. You know what I'm saying? And that, I wouldn't give that up. I can't give that up because it's too much magic to give up. I can't give that up. No way. No, no, no. My thing is I'm working to bring it even closer. So that when I think of it, it comes right before me. You know what I'm saying? I pulled it up to the 24-hour slot or less, but I want to be able to do it instantly. So I'm not going to stop learning, and I'm not going to stop using it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you are endless. You can do whatever it is you will to do, and it's just that simple. Simple as deciding that that's what you're going to do, and it's done. We hinder ourselves by thinking all these other things against us. I can't, I don't, and all those other things, we don't do any of that. Because you can, because you, that's, it wouldn't exist if you couldn't. So, yeah, it's important. And we're moving through the photon belt, dealing with the protons. So anything you think about, you bring about quickly. So only have thoughts of things that, you know, you want. Only have thoughts of things that work towards the direction you're going in.
Okay.
And you'll get there real quick, and you will be amazed at yourself. You'll be amazed, and it'll be you that's doing it. That's the thing they don't want you to tell you. They tell you the church is within and everything is within, but they don't tell you how to actively use that.
Right.
You know, that's how you use it. Trust self, because you're not going to lead you wrong. Even if you trip up once or twice, you'll learn, you know what I'm saying, and you still trust you. That's it. There's who else better than you to tell you what's best for you on this planet? I don't care what nobody say. Only you know what's best for you. You might not like cookies, and I might like cookies, and I might try to get you to eat some cookies. You don't like them. It ain't what's best for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. And the whole world get bent out of shape because you won't eat no damn cookies. Like, who cares? That's y'all problem. Y'all want me to have, so they ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't like cookies, and I ain't eating them. And that's how I walk. I don't care what nobody say. And everybody know it. I'm not rude with it. Just don't bother me because I'm too busy working on me.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's it.
So you do this every Sunday?
No, we are on every day. Every day at 10 o'clock.
Every day. Okay, cool. This is the call-in number right here, right?
It's the call-in number. Yeah, you're on it.
I'm a lot to you, and thanks for your time. Thanks for the light you share with me. I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to be calling in to get some more information and speak with you again.
Okay, it was an honor. You know, the honor is mine. Enjoy the rest of your shadow. You are so welcome.
All right, take care.
Right. Okay, peace. All right, everybody. I guess that pretty much about wraps everything up, you know, for our potluck Sunday. You know, and I think that most importantly, in the things that I've seen on my timeline, because I was kind of glancing through, it's just like a lot of heartbreak. You know what I'm saying? Some people are having heart issues. So for those who are having heart issues, I would say if you don't have, you should invest in rose quartz. You can either wear it on a necklace around your neck or somewhere on your body. It should stay with you. Rose quartz will help to heal your heart chakra. It'll help to you to be able to process whatever it is that you're going through and the pain associated with it. You got to remember in this walk, everybody, the pain, they can only get to you through your heart chakra. If you keep your heart chakra guarded and protected, they won't be able to get to you. And everything that you do is a test. So they can only come to you through those who are the closest to you. And those will be the strongest and hardest tests that you'll have to deal with. But in doing so, you also guard yourself because once you know, you know. So if you know that you're in a relationship and this person isn't doing the things for you that you know he needs to do and he keeps leaving you at home and he's having all the fun outside of you and you can't go around any of his friends and you know what I'm saying and you just stuck at the house bored and you're tired of it, wear a piece of heart of rose quartz around your heart chakra area. And it will also unlock what it is you need to do for you to make that situation better. And then you'll watch change come in your situation. Because when somebody's going through, they're only repeating the things that they don't like in their thoughts, not comprehending that the more you repeat the things, even if it's the things that you don't like, you're going to get more of that, what you don't like. because you're giving it life, because you're giving it thought. The way to undo that, though, is to stop thinking about it. But rose quartz will kind of work for you, even if you're not able to work for yourself. It'll help lighten it up. So it'll, you know, you'll have a way and a channel to have other types of thoughts. So I would say that. And for those who are dealing with situations where you can see that things are coming out of the blue, just out of nowhere, just showing up to give you, you know what I'm saying, a headache in your day, you need to have amethyst, purple amethyst. Purple is the color of amethyst. You need to wear that on you. These are stones that can be working even if we forget to do work. It's easy to do. You know, amethyst earrings. I wear one on a bracelet. You know what I'm saying? And one was sacrificed on the ring that I have, but I'm grateful that it was there to be sacrificed for whatever it was. Because I know that as one who can see, yo, the tests come all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So once you learn certain basic things to protect yourself in these times and your families, you know what I'm saying, you'll be okay in whatever walk you're choosing to be in. I would say, though, choose the walk of truth. Don't you want to know the truth? Don't you want to know truth versus some stories that somebody decided to make up and tell you? Wouldn't you want to be the one that was able to pull the curtain and see the little man behind there turning the crank on the Wizard of Oz? Wouldn't you want to be that one? Or are you just comfortable standing in front looking at him, scared the shit out of you in the front with this imaginary face? That's what I'm saying. We're late in the hour. Everything is haywire. It doesn't matter what anybody say. You can look and research. All you got to do is go back. I dare you go back to 2011. You can start there, even though it started prior to that. You can start there and just look at what's happening on the whole planet, from the masses of dead fish, from the fact that even Fukushima radiation is still leaking, people. They're not telling us. So I guess all fish by now should have an issue. You know what I'm saying? It only took a week for that radiation to come from Fukushima to North America. So that they're telling you a week later not to get caught in the rain because of the radiation is falling. And then they stopped talking about that. Then they said they were putting it on barges, and the barges were slipping over at sea. And then they were running out of barges to dump this stuff on that they were just going to leave floating somewhere. So then it's now running into the ocean, into the Pacific. So I would say, you know what I'm saying, pay attention. That's my whole thing. And protect your families. Question everything and everybody. If your hot dog say some shit you don't know what that is, look it up. Look at the videos on how your stuff is being made these days. And like the brother said, that they, you know, they paid farmers not to grow food on their land. It's like it's a concentrated effort to kill everybody through the food, the water, the air, everything. They're going to saturate the media, the radio. They're going to send out, you know, they got psychic warfare, all of these things that are going on. And everybody is feeling it, but you got to not get caught up in what you're feeling. You got to stand back and look at what's going on. It's like being in a video game and it's 1,000 people in the street getting zapped by, you know what I'm saying, laser beams. Eventually, you're going to get your ass up out the street and get up on the steps somewhere so you can watch everybody else getting zapped by laser beams. And then you can yell from the side and say, yo, all you got to do is come over here or go to safety, get out of the street. And that's what I'm saying. They're emitting a whole lot of vibrations that's causing a lot of frequencies to be misaligned in people's lives. You do not have to get caught in that. You do not have to act on those. All you have to do is step back and look at the fact that there's other energies on this planet setting this stuff up. And once you acknowledge that, then you know what to do. Everybody should have sage. I keep saying it. I'm going to keep reminding y'all, sage and your stones. For those of you who do candles, get on your candles. I don't care if you just have white candles or you like the way they smell. Light a candle and dedicate it to something positive in your life or something that you need that's agreeable to balance out the negative energy. That's what I would say to everybody on this Sunday. You know, this is the money day. It should have been a lot of money magic going out today on this Sunday, even though here you couldn't see Ra. but Sunday is money magic. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's all that I have to say. We had only planned on doing an hour show because it is Sunday, but I don't mind carrying on. But I appreciate everybody tuning in to Divine Mothers Radio. And I'll hit y'all up a little earlier than usual to let you know what the show is going to be about tomorrow. And I hope that everyone has an awarding shadow. And I'll catch you all tomorrow. Peace.
Tell me that it hurt when it ain't too thin in my wallet. day. But sometimes I roll out. If only hate life, I gotta play the right. Wait till my paper right. I'm on my way tonight. I'm on my way. Wait till my paper right. I gotta play the right. Step on the hate life. I don't do nothing in class. I ain't even stressing no numbers now. Steady sitting close to the back with a Mac, all black. Slave trade, I done heard about that. But they can't tell me not a word about that. Oh no, they can't tell me not to worry about blacks. Cause I swear these niggas vision still blurry about that. You know it. Cause you know that they enslaved you. Just cause you got choppers in your car don't make you slave proof. Can't you see why niggerism is something that I take to? I do it out of love, I don't do it cause I hate you now. Oh no, true religion ain't something you know. Horseshoes on the back of your clothes make you feel like you're lucky you broke. True religion sign on my shirt, it don't even fit in my closet. Had to go and get it out the dirt. I didn't feel too rich when I bought it. They can't even tell me that it hurt when it ain't too thin in my wallet. Hey, but sometimes I roll out. If only hate life, I gotta play the